korban chagiga on erev Pesach shenechelet l'shnei yomim v'laylechud. You're allowed to eat this korban for 2 days and the one night in between. That's all we're asking in this pasuk. So you see, you need an extra pasuk here because the pasuk says rishayim and then it says laboiker. So stamuzah laboiker would have meant the first morning. Now that the pasuk says bayayim arishayim, that says clearly you could eat it the whole first day. So what does the pasuk mean laboiker? It has to mean till the second morning. That means that a shlamim, the shalmei chagiga that you bring on erev Pesach, not like ben tamer before that said it has the same din like a korban Pesach, only 1 day and one night, but rather it's a regular din shlamim that you can eat it for 2 days. So lima, that's the same nachayus. You dash lechos shnei yomim v'laylechem. Because the Gemara, the bright says, oyena, maybe not like that. Ela liyoyim v'laylom. Maybe this korban chagiga like ben tamer holds, you could only eat it that day, erev Pesach, and the night on Neil Pesach. How do I know it means the second day also? Keshuaymu, when the pasuk says, Bayayim HaRishon, you can eat the first day. Oivazoi, the pasuk says, Bayayim HaRishon LaBoiker. So what does the extra word LaBoiker come to tell me? It has to mean, Harei Boiker Sheni Yomer. That the word Boiker has to mean here the second day. Because the first day the Torah said, Bayayim HaRishon. So that means this korban chagiga you brought on erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat on Yom Tov. You're allowed to eat the first day. So it says, until when can you eat it? Until the next morning. Oy, ainoy, maybe not like that. Ela boiker rishon. Maybe no. Maybe you're only allowed to eat it until the first morning. No, there's only that day and that night. But not more. The korban chagiga cannot be eaten for 2 days. It's only for 1 day. Shh. Right. Harei boiker sheni yomo. Oy, ainoy, ela boiker rishon. Maybe it's talking about the boiker rishon. We have a suffix now. The what haray boiker sheni yomer. Yom rishon. Maybe not like that. Ela boiker rishon. Maybe gefort the pasuk is still saying no. This chagiga you can only eat until the first morning. That's all. It's only 1 day and one night. Avizoy yamani mekayim chagiga hanecholus lishnei yomim v'lay lechud. The Quran, there is a Mishnah that says that a korban chagiga which is a shlomim, you're allowed to eat it for 2 days and one night. Chutz mizu, only excluding one case. One case is not like that. But usually there's a cloud that a korban chagiga shlomim is necheles l'shnei yomim v'lay lechot. Now, and how do we know that? Ki shuwai meboy im neder oy nedova. Like Rashi explains, there's an extra word in. The apostle just should have said oy neder oy nedova. Why does it say im neder? It comes to teach us limud that this pasuk is talking about a shlomim. Now, a regular shlomim, we know for sure you're allowed to eat it 2 days and a night in between. That's the loch of a regular korban shlomim. And the pasuk says here im neder, mashma another korban also, another type of a shlomim also has this din of 2 days and one night. What is it including? Limud is coming to teach us al chagigas yudalid. That the korban chagiga that you bring on erev Pesach in a case when you don't have enough meat from the korban Pesach that would bring an extra chagiga, how long can you eat that korban chagiga? Al chagigas yudalid shenecheles lebeis yomim v'lay lechad. That korban is a regular din shlomim. You can eat it for 2 days and one night, the night in between. That's this brisa. So the kitzur was saying now that the reason why the pasuk says you can eat it for 2 days is because it says bayayim harishon. That means the first day. Then La Boiker has to mean to the second morning. Mashmah, if I wouldn't have said the word Bayom Rishon, I would say, what does the word La Boiker alone mean? It means the first morning. This is the Kasha of Kana. You see, for the Pasuk, the word La Boiker always means the first morning. The only reason why we say here it means the second morning, because here the Pasuk says clearly, Bayom Rishon, La Boiker. But if not for the word Bayom Rishon, La Boiker itself would mean the first morning. That's the kasha of Kana. Rav Kana's mashma, no. The word boiker alone could mean the second morning. Now the only reason why he says it means the first morning, because the next pasuk says rishon. But if not for the word rishon, Rav Kana holds boiker can mean boiker sheni for the emurim. That's the kasha. This Tana says clearly not like that. Here the Tana says the word boiker always means the first morning. And only in this pasuk does it mean the second morning, because the pasuk says bayayim harishon la boiker. So that was his kasha of Kana. That's the blind Zakasha and Nofkana. Now the Gemara explains the Sobraisim. Omamar, Oyeinu, maybe not like that. Elabaiker Rishon. We're saying now that what's the limo that the Chagiga you bring on Erev Yom Tov, how long can you eat it? For 2 days, like a regular Din Shlomim. So the Brayer says, maybe not like that. Or Yain Vela Baker Rishon. Maybe you could only eat it until the first morning. Maybe it's like a Korban Pesach. For the Gemara, for Armad, you just got finished saying, Keshuwaim Beyayim Rishon. The Pesach here says clearly, Bayayim Rishon, then Baker. Hare Baker Shein Yomer. For sure, the Pesach is saying, Baker, you're allowed to eat the meat until the second morning. So what are the Brayer saying? Maybe no. Maybe the Pesach means only the Baker Rishon one day. The Pesach says clearly 2 days. So Mark explains, this is what the Brayer meant to say. Hoki Kamam. This is what the Brayer meant to say. Oyena, maybe not like that. Ella, I tell you, Shan, this Pesach is, Bishtei Chagigas Akosim Medabra. Maybe this Pesach is talking about the two different Korban Chagigas you bring. Which two Chagigas? Er Achas Chagigas Yudalad, on Erev Pesach, in a case where you see that your Korban Pesach won't give you enough meat, then there's an Indian to bring a Chagigam on Erev Yom Tov. The Yachas Chagigas Tezvon. And then on Yom Tov, even if you brought one on Erev Yom Tov, there's another Chiyav as Chagigas Yom Tov, Yishal Mechagigah, you have a Chiyav to bring on Yom Tov a Korban Chagigah. So the two different Kabbonis as Pesach is talking about. Vizula Boikroi. Maybe that's Pshan this Pesach. That the Pesach says in the forum here, Lo Yolin Min HaBosar Ashatizbach Berev Bayayim Arishin LaBoikir. That the Pesach is talking about the two different Korban Chagigahs that you could bring. That means Ashatizbach Berev, if you brought a Korban Chagigah Erev Yom Tov. Bayayim Arishin, if you brought another Korban Chagigah on Yom Tov itself, Al Shal Mechagigah. Until when can you eat these two kabonas? La boiker. Only the next morning. Maybe that's the Brayer's kashem. Maybe that's Pshat the Pesach. That both chagigas you bring doesn't have the din of a regular korban shlomim, but it's only eaten until the next morning. That day, that night. When it comes the next morning, it's pasul already. I, the Pesach says 2 times, by Yom Rishon la boiker, maybe the Pesach is talking about the two different kabonas. The Tizbach Beriv, the carbon you brought yesterday, and Vayayim Arishon, the carbon you brought today, both carbonas have a din la-boiker till the next morning. That's what the Brayer says. Maybe that's Shan the Pesach. How do you know to say the Pesach is telling us you have 2 days to eat your carbon chagigah? So the Zula-boiker, right? For the Rama, then the Brayer answers no. Elo, that can't be Pshan the Pesach. Why? Elo the Kaimlo, we know there's a klal that Chagiga Hanachelas Lashna Yom Balayla Echod. There's an extra Pesach with Dasha for the word Im Neder to say that not only a regular Korban Shlomim, but even a Chagiga. There is a Korban Chagiga that you're allowed to eat it for 2 days and one night. There is such a Ribui. How do you have that case? Hey, Simkain, Im Neder on the Dova Bamai. Where are you putting it? According to you, if you want to dash in the Pesach this way, you're telling me now, the Pesach is saying both Chagigas, E Chagigas Yudalid, but Erev means the Korban Chagigah you brought yesterday on Erev Yom Tov, Chagsiv Bo Yoyim Balayla. You're telling me now it only means Boiker, just until the next morning. That means only that day and that night you cleared it, not more. E Chagigas Tezvov, if you want to tell me that the Korban Chagigah you're bringing on the first day Yom Tov, that has 2 days, Chagsiv Bo Yoyim Balayla. You want to tell me no, that this Pesach is saying the Korban Chagigah that you brought Erev on Yudalid and Bayayim Arishon, the Korban Chagigah you brought on Tesvav on Yom Tov itself, both of them have the Loch Hawat La Boiker, only to one morning. That's all. So Vizoy Tekasha, to that Brysom, we have another Lima that's teaching us from this extra Pesach in Neder, has come to teach us that not only a regular Shlomim, but even a Korban Chagigah also has 2 days and one night. Now how could that be according to you? Hey, that was the Brayer's kasha. You can't dash in a pasuk that way to say the pasuk means both Korban Chagigas is only one day. Because we have a ribui that there is a Korban Chagigah that's necha for 2 days. And we only have 2 types of Korban Chagigas. Either it's the Chagigah you bring on Yom Tov itself, or else it's Chagigah you bring Erev Yom Tov. So you can't tell me, Pshan, the pasuk is that both Chagigas only until one morning. Because that's the spirit of this Russia. With Ashton the Pesach in Neder, a Rebo that there is a Chagigah, eat for 2 days and one night? So how could that be?
So the Gemara says, Elo hai le Chagigas Tezvov. It's the Pesach of Im Neder to tell me for 2 days. That's going on Chagigas Tezvov.
The Heich, and this Pesach right now, Kula Kro le Chagigas Yudalid. Our whole Pesach is going on Chagigas Yudalid. Limo da Chagigas Yudalid, Shenacheles, Lishne Yomim, Volay Lechet, and Echonami. This whole Pesach is only going on a Chagigah you brought to Erev. So it's saying, Claude, the Korban you brought to Erev, on Erev Yom Tov, how long can you eat it? By Yom Arishon the first day, and La Boikim means until the second morning. So the dik now. Time with the kosa, dichsiv, this is the kasha really, or that Rabbi Yosef had to Rav Kana. Why does this Tana now say with Dashin that you could eat this korban chagiga of Yudalid 2 days and one night? Why? Time with the siv b'yayim harishon, because the pasuk says this korban chagiga that you brought on Erev Yontif, you could eat it b'yayim harishon, and then it says la boiker. So la boiker has to mean here the second day. The my boiker, what does this boiker mean? Boiker shen it has to mean. Because boiker rishon, the pasuk says b'yayim harishon. So why do we say the word boiker means the second day? Only because it says b'yayim harishon. Ha'kol heicho dechsiv boiker stamo. Mashmo, wherever the Torah only says the word boiker by itself, does not say the word b'yayim harishon, then the klal is boiker rishon. So you see clearly the word boiker always means till the first morning. V'yav agad loitziv b'rishis. So this is the kasha of Kana. Rav Kana said, why do we say when the pasuk says the emurim, you have to burn it the first day and the first night, and not leave it over to the next morning? How do you know the next morning? Boiker means only the next morning. Maybe it means the second morning. Rav Kana said only because it says the word racious. But without the word racious, I would have said boiker could mean the second morning. That's the kasha. From this Tana we see not like that. This Tana saying clearly, the word la boiker itself only means the first morning. That's all. No, why can you eat the korban chagiga of Erev Pesach? Why is it eaten for 2 days? Because the pasuk says, "Bayayim harishon la boiker." Bayayim harishon means you can eat it the first day, and la boiker means even the second day. So it's only because it said the word bayayim harishon. Without the word bayayim harishon, the word boiker itself means the first day. So that's what Rav Yosef's kasha was to Rav Kana, that you don't need the word racious to tell me boiker means the first day. Nafshit, the boiker by itself means the first day. And what do you do with the word there, that pasuk, gracious bikurim at Moskom? You dash it for other things. It's talking about bikurim, other drushes. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Ha Pesach sheshochetu shelo lishmoi. V'Shabbos. Comes out Erev Pesach is Shabbos. You're allowed to bring a korban Pesach on Shabbos. But instead of shechting it lishmoi, l'shem korban Pesach, you shecht it shelo lishmoi. So it's a pasuk korban Pesach. So churim now you didn't have Erev. Since this korban pesach is posel, because you took the korban pesach and you shechted it l'shem mishlamim, so the korban is posel. So mainly holds chayiv olav chatis. You know you did this on Shabbos, you chayiv chatis, because it's a posel korban pesach. So you made a shechita now on Shabbos. You had no right to do it. You chayiv chatis. So I l'chura chayiv chatis only b'shoygi not to make it. So Rashi says ukesova this person thought kishem shemut l'shmoi kach mutish lo l'shmoi. This person thought that he's allowed to bring the korban pesach even shlo l'shmoi. That's what he thought. So maybe he was a shaygig. He didn't know that if you do it shlo l'shmoi, you make the korban posel, and then you're doing an avera for Shabbos. So if the person does this on Shabbos erev Pesach, he's chay v'chatis. What about for shah kol hazvachim? Any other korban that you bring on this Shabbos, Shabbos erev Pesach, sheshoch ton l'shem pesach, that you had a korban shlomim, let's say, or you had a korban chatis, and instead of bringing it for the chatis, you had in mind now you want to do it for Pesach. Is a loch like this. In einam ruin, if it's a korban that's not ruin to be a korban Pesach, lemoshel, it was in a keva, or it was 2 years old, or it was a buck or a cattle, that's not ruin to be a korban Pesach, then the loch is chayiv, yechayiv Shabbos. Because why? You took a korban that you're not supposed to bring on Shabbos, and you shecht it on Shabbos. So you didn't have on Shabbos without a heter. So then, pshita yechayiv on for Shabbos, yechayiv v'chatis. What about v'mruyim hein? Let's say you had a korban shlomim. Yeah, korban shlomim could be brought from any behemoth you want. So Yitaka had a lamb that was 1 year old that was a zocher. So a person could make a mistake and think this young lamb, he thought it was a korban pesach. Really, it was a shlomim. And the guy took it now on Shabbos erev Pesach, took this little lamb that's 1 year old, the Zohar, and instead of doing a Shem Shlom, he did a Shem Pesach. Now, why did he do the Shem Pesach? Because he was a toy, he made a mistake. He looked or thought this lamb should have been a Korban Pesach. He didn't realize, he forgot it was a Shlomim. And he shechted it now on Shabbos. So what's the locha? The Kur is still doing an Aveira, because the Shlomim, he now had a shecht on Shabbos. So Kur still is a Shlomim. It's not a kosher Pesach. What's the locha? Reb Lezza Mechayiv, Reb Lezza Chayiv, Mechayiv Chattis. Reb Lezza Zenechnami, the guy is Chayiv Chattis. Because right now he took this little sheep, this little lamb, it was only a korban shlomim. A korban shlomim he now had to bring on Shabbos. So by making the shechita on Shabbos, call you did a malach on Shabbos, malach is, yechayiv v'chatis. V'yad Yeshua poitur, This is the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds no yepoter. Yepoter from the korban chatis. Why? I lechuri did an aveir on Shabbos. You took the shlomim now and you shechted it on Shabbos. You have no right to do that shechita. It's called an aveir right now. So why does he hold yepoter from chatis? Teretz says he holds new yisoid. Otoye v'dva mitzvah is poter. So he thought right now this korban is a korban pesach. That's what he thought. And the mice said it's a mitzvah to shecht the korban pesach today. So he made a mistake and he thought he's doing a mitzvah. If Yeshua swore is, if a person is a toy, he makes a mistake. The sova shos a mitzvah, he thinks he's doing a mitzvah. Even though really, this was only a korban shlomim, and you have no right to do it, still you're potter for nechatis. That's if Yeshua swore. What? Which ratio?
He thought he was doing mitzvah.
Oh, the Gemara's in Yestakash. The Gemara's in Yestakash. No, there he didn't think he was doing. No, there's good. It's a Pesach Shas Kol Lishmoy. You took a Korban Pesach and you shecht L'shem Shlomim. That's not called you doing it. That's not called you turning the Dvar Mitzvah. Because there's no mitzvah to bring a Shlomim on Shabbos. Yeah, but it's not called, yeah. He made a mistake, but it's not called doing a mitzvah, though. If you make, no. Yeah, that's not good. It's not just time you think you're doing a mitzvah. It has to be you think you're doing something, and if it would be what you're thinking, you're allowed to do it, that's called it's a heter. But if you stand think you're doing something that's mutter, and really even what you think is awesome to do, that's not called Torah mitzvah.
It's the same mitzvah.
Not the same case. The first case, he thought that the Korban Pesach would be Kosher L'shmoy. But what's the law? We'll see. Right. So Rav Lezer Rav Yeshua Svar appointed. Omalei Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer answers back, no. Mar ima Pesach. Madach by the Korban Pesach itself. Shomuta Lishmoy. You're allowed to bring it on Shabbos Erev Pesach. Lishmoy. Moshenki Kishashin, where Shomoy Chayiv, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. On Erev Pesach, now the Shabbos. If you bring this Korban Pesach, and you shecht it now Lishem Mishlomim, Yechayiv, or Bezoi Zvachim, or regular Zevach, or regular Korban Shlomim. Shein asurim l'shmon. If you would check this korban mishlonim l'shem shlomim on Shabbos, havadar it's awesome. Habazoy kishashin ashmon. Now that you change the name of the shlomim and make it into a Pesach, ein yodin sheichayiv. Havadar navadi shibichayiv. Tanyat Reb Lezer. His mother the korban Pesach that you're allowed to bring the Pesach l'shem Pesach. If you bring the shlomim l'shmon yichayiv, so havadar another korban l'shem Pesach should be chayiv. Oh, Malaya, Yeshua said no. Lo yimamatim a Pesach sheshino b'davar osur. When you took your korban Pesach and you shechted l'shem shlomim, you're shechting now with the kavanah to do something that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to bring a shlomim today. That's why you chayiv. That's not called toyev b'davar mitzvah because you're thinking to do a korban shlomim. There's no heter to do a shlomim on Shabbos. So yomer, but if you tell me the zvachim when you bring a korban zevach sheshino b'davar mutar. We're talking about you have your korban shlomim here. Now you thought that's a korban pesach, so you bring it now on Shabbos l'dovrei amuter. So that's the svara here of Yeshua says he's muter. You're not chayiv chatis because what you think you're doing now is mamash a korban pesach. That really a korban pesach is muter to bring. So since you think you're doing a divine mitzvah, that's muter. Oh, Malay Rav Lezer, I have another question. You that can't be a murei tzibo yechichai. I'll bring your raya, not like you, from the regular korban tzibur that you bring on Shabbos. Shein mutarim l'shmon. If you take any musvei Shabbos or tomeda Shabbos that you're allowed to bring on Shabbos, if you bring them l'shmon, it's kosher. V'yashoychet l'shmon, chayiv. If you shecht another korban, take a regular korban shlomim, and you shecht it on Shabbos, l'shem or musvei Shabbos, avad yechayiv? So you don't say the person's a toyev b'dvar mitzvah like he thought this korban now is a musaf. We don't say that svara. So an error of Pesach should be the same svara also. Even though you shechting korban shlomim now l'shem Pesach, so what? We still say l'maisit to shlomim and the shlomim should be chayiv. Or malay b'shur b'shur answer back. No, there's no kasha. Lo yimamar to your case is not shver. We don't say in your case. Lo yimamar. I don't say in your case. Where the person now is bringing the Musafe Shabbos. You're bringing the Korban Tzibur on Shabbos. Sheyesh lem kitzvon. I tell you, how many Musaf do you bring on Shabbos? There's two Kabbonis, that's all. So you know exactly how many Kabbonis you have to bring. So Monashach, after they bring these two Kabbonis, there's nothing to talk about. You have no right to be there for Shabbos anymore. So it's not cool you're making a mistake now to think you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. You should have known. On Musaf, there are only two Kabbonis, and that's all. So Yom Pesach, Mashenkin, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, Shame Le Kitzvah. How many Kabbonis do you have to bring today? There's no amount. As many Yidin there are to bring Kabbonis, you bring. You can bring thousands of Kabbonis. So Bezoy, you can say the person's making a mistake. He thinks that his Korban Shlomim, he thinks it's a Korban Pesach, and he thinks today, they brought a Korban Pesach already, so what? He thinks you can bring many Korban Sochim. That's called the Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore you potter according to Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Yeshua's Svarim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says a big Yiddish. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, Af HaShoichet L'Shem Meimurei Tziva Potter. Rabbi Meir says, no, even on a regular Shabbos, when you have your Korban Mustaf to bring, and somebody brings another Korban, and he thinks he's bringing L'Shem Mustaf, the Loch is still his Potter. Rabbi Meir says that's still called Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah. Even though there's a kitzvah, how many korban tzibas you could bring, so what? As long as the korban tzibah wasn't brought yet, he thinks right now that this is the korban I'm bringing for the korban tzibah, is also called Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah. He thinks this is a mitzvah, and really if it would have been what he thinks, you would be allowed to do it, then you put it. What about Kshokatush Shloi Loichlov? You take the korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, and you shecht it Shloi Loichlov. You shecht it a machshava that passes the korban. Rel Shloi Lemuyev. You shecht it almanas that people should eat it that didn't own the korban. La Relem. You shecht it now for people that don't have a bris milah. Letzmeim. You shecht it only that the people that are tummy should use it. Alochem is chayiv. If you do this on Shabbos, pshiti chayiv yishchayiv because you're making a korban on Shabbos. This korban pesach is puzzle. You have no right to bring it on Shabbos. So bad, it's not teich Shabbos yichayiv. What about you shecht the kavono loichlov v'shloi loichlov? You have a mind for both people. Five of the people could eat. Five of the people can't eat. Whereas lemuyev shloi lemuyev. Five of the people are appointed on this korban, and five not. Lemulim lorelim. You have kavono for the five people that have a bris milah. For the five people that don't have. Letmeim olatoyim. For the five people that are tamei. For the five people that are tor. Then the locher is potter. The svar is pshita. Because the korban pesach is kosher. We have, when you have both kavonos, we had the mishnah before, the korban pesach is kosher. So mainly you bring in a korban pesach on Shabbos, that is doicha Shabbos. So therefore pshita is potter, because there's no aveir involved. You're makayim, mitzvah korban pesach with a shchita. What about shochatu v'nimtza ba'amum? The whoever shechted the animal, now after he shechted, he found out as a ba'amum, the loch is his chayiv. You're chayiv for doing this on Shabbos. So Rashi says it's not called an oinis, because a person has a chayiv to check it out. Rashi says, Chayiv, to Shoygegu, it's called you're a Shoygeg. V'lo Yonis, it's not called you're an Onis. To Hevelel Lefkurei, because this you should have checked out. Before you shecht an animal, it's mutl on you to make sure that animal doesn't have a Balmum. You should have checked it out. And if you didn't, that's called the Shoygeg, we blame you, and you Chayiv Echatat if you did it on Shabbos. What about Shochatu v'nimtza Treifa? You shechted the animal's Korban Pesach, and afterwards we opened it up and we found it with a Treifa, it depends. The Seisa Potter. If we find it's a treifa someplace inside that you couldn't have told before, then Avadia Potter, you called an honest. What do you want him to do? He couldn't have checked it out before he shechted it. He first found out inside. Shochatu, Mashenkin, if it's a treifa, that's the gilui, that you could have checked it out before, then Avadia Bichai, that's called a shegging. Because before you shecht the animal, you should check it out, make sure there's no simonic treifas on it. Neither, what about Shochatu? You shechted the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. And after you shechted then, v'noida, you found out, shemoshchu ha-bailam es yodim. So Bailam went off this Korban Pesach. They like sold it. They don't own it anymore. So chura, nobody owns the Korban Pesach. You don't have a right to shecht it. Oy shemesu. Or now you find out the Bailam died. Right? If there's no Bailam to the Korban, you have no right to bring it. Oy shenitmo. Whereas now you find out that the Bailam is tamei, and you have no right to bring the Korban. It is halacha potter. All these cases, you're potter. It's called an oinus. Why? That's called you shechted with the right. Because this is not mutl upon you. Your job is now to make a shechit on this korban. The Bailam told you to, so you have a right to Neman. The Bailam told me to, Ms. Tommy is still alive, Ms. Tommy is torn, Ms. Tommy is a chiv to bring the korban. My job is to check out the korban, make sure it doesn't have a balmum, make sure it's not a treifa, that's why I have to check out. But if I check those things out, so I'm shechting now with reshus. It comes out the Bailam died, the Bailam was tamei, that wasn't upon me to check it out, therefore I'm called an honest, I'm potter from a chiyuv korban. Something more now. But my haskinim,